For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
We welcome you back to the from Bomber Gymnasium here on the campus of Mountain Home High School as we're getting ready to start this girls game between Mountain Home and Russell. Again, this is the non-conference finale for Mountain Home. They'll start 5A East action Friday night at Jonesboro. It is Anna Grace Warman at jumping center for Mountain Home. Ryellis trying to win the tip for Russell, and she does. Russell will start with the ball moving left to right in this first half. Here is Howerton, I believe, with the ball. Now ball goes over on the right side to Davis. Over to Howerton on the left wing. Mountain Home starting off in a man-to-man. Ball goes back over to Davis on the right side. She's going to put up the three-pointer. Misses everything. Ball is knocked off Foreman and chased down by Roosevelt. But then Emma Martin comes up with steal. And Mountain Home will have their first possession of the night. Ball goes over to Payne on the right side. She immediately puts up the three. Good. Emily Payne gives Mountain Home the first lead of the night. 3-0 our score. 7:17 left in the opening period. Here's Howerton in the front court for the Lady Cyclones. Her pass was well wide of Davis, and it was knocked away and stolen by Asnier. She gets it to Payne in the front court. Payne's going into the lane for a layup. Looks like it may have been partially blocked, and Russell comes up with the ball. That was Russell's second turnover, by the way, that steal there. Here is Velasquez into the front court for the Lady Cyclones. Has the ball knocked away from her. Goes out of bounds here on the near sideline. And last touch by Gilbert. It will be Russell's basketball with 6:52 left in the opening period. 3-0 Mountain Home with the early lead. Velasquez will trigger the inbound pass on the near sideline. Tries to get it into Howerton. It's knocked away and stolen by Emily Payne. Russell's third turnover already. Three possessions, three turnovers for the Lady Cyclones. Here is Payne throwing it over to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to drill toward the free throw line. Pull up for the jumper. No good. And the rebound comes to Velasquez. Back comes Russellville. Davis will walk the ball across the timeline for the Lady Cyclones. Davis dribbles to the right wing. Now tries to throw, I don't know if she's trying to throw a lob pass, but the ball went off the rim, almost went in, but bounced high off the rim over the backboard. That is out of bounds, and it will be Mountain Home's basketball with 6:22 left in the opening period. 3-0 Mountain Home with the ball in the lead. Martin into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Gives it to Gilbert. Gilbert has it up at the top. Now Gilbert throws over to Martin on the right side. Martin will dribble up to the top. Give it to Yates on the right, left, that is. Yates gives up top to Gilbert. Looks like Russell is in a zone defense right now. Ball's with Gilbert up top to Payne. Over to Martin near the left corner. Does a lob pass to Foreman on the low block. Her layup will not go. And rebound chase down. Ball still loose, and it's going to be a foul on the rebound. A foul going to be called on Asin Yates. That's her first personal foul, team foul number one against Mountain Home here in the first half. 5:46 left in the first quarter. Lady Bombers up 3-0. Davis will walk the ball into the front court for Russellville. Sets up the play. Ball goes over to Howerton on the right side. Now she's dribbling down towards the low block. Gives it there to Velasquez. Now ball goes out to Davis on the left side. Her three-pointer in and out, no good. Rebound controlled by Anna Grace Foreman. Back comes Mountain Home. Her Foreman's pass to Gilbert was knocked away, stolen in the backcourt by Davis. She goes in, puts up the jumper, no good. Emma Martin gets the rebound. Mountain Home dodges the bullet there. And Martin heading back the other way, and she's going to be fouled from behind. A reaching foul on Kara Davis. That's her first personal foul, team foul number one against Russellville here in the first half. And a great swarm is going to check out of the game, being replaced by Leah Jackson, a 5'6 senior. 5:11 left in the first quarter. And Russellville will have a sub as well. Looks like Pilar Handy is going to come in, or Pilar Handy is going to come in for Kara Davis. Handy is a 5'10 junior. Kate Gilbert will trigger the inbound pass on the far sideline. She gets into Martin, goes back to Gilbert. By the way, excuse my voice. I'm still trying to get over a little bit of a sinus infection. Gilbert throws cross-court pass Leah Jackson down to Martin in the left corner. Martin dribbles out to the wing, gives up top to Payne, finds Gilbert at the left elbow, throws over to Martin on the wing. Her three-pointer, no good, and the rebound is controlled by Handy, and back comes Russellville. She'll give it to Howerton, who will walk it into the front court. 4:45 left in the first quarter. Pass over on the far side. We'll go to Velasquez. She's going to be fouled from behind, a pushing foul on Kate Gilbert. That's her first personal foul, team foul number two against Mountain Home here in the first half. 4:42 left in the opening period. Lady Bombers up 3-0. Howerton takes the inbound pass. Emily Payne right there on her. Has the ball knocked away. Oh, they're going to call a reach-in foul. Emily Payne picks up her first personal foul, team foul number three against Mountain Home. So Handy will inbound it from the far sideline, gets into Howerton, down to Velasquez. She couldn't handle the pass, saves it in, tries to save it in, but couldn't do so. It will go out of bounds. That is Russellville's fourth turnover of the night. Comes with 4:31 left of the opening period. Lady Bombers get the ball back with a 3-0 lead. Payne will walk the ball into the front court. Has it on the right wing. Trying to decide where to go with it. Now gives it to Jackson at the right elbow. Throws up top to Gilbert. Back over to Payne. Thought about three. Now gives it to Yates. Over to Emma Martin there in the left corner. Over to Gilbert up at the top. Gilbert going down towards the lane. Going up for the layup. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Ellis. And back comes Russellville. She'll give it to Howerton. Howerton to Velasquez on the left wing. Velasquez going down to the low block. And now she's going to be tied up. And it's going to be Mount Holmes basketball on the possession arrow. Russellville's fifth turnover of the night already. Anna Grace Foreman is going to check back in with 3:56 left in the first quarter as Addison Yates will head to the bench. 3-0, Lady Bombers leading it. Payne will walk the ball across the timeline for Mountain Home. Throws up top to Gilbert. Back over to Payne on the right side. Back up to Gilbert. Over to Jackson on the left. Cross-court pass to Payne on the right wing. Down to Foreman in the corner. Up top it goes to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to drill down into the lane. He's going to pull up for the leaning jumper. He rolls around and goes in. Kate Gilbert with her first 2 points of the night. 5-0 Mountain Home leading it with 3:27 left in the first quarter. Here's Velasquez with it on the left wing for Russellville. Throws it up top to Howerton. He'll set the Lady Cyclone offense. Howerton will drill toward the left side. Now throws a pass, a cross-court pass to Velasquez on the low block. She goes up for the shot, can't get it, but draws contact and will head to the free throw line. Anna Grace Foreman picks up her first personal foul, fourth team foul against Mountain Home here in the first half. 3:10 left in the opening period as Sarah Velasquez will go to the line to try to put Russellville on the board for the first time tonight. First shot is up, good. So one more free throw coming up for Sarah Velasquez. Second shot will not go. She gets 1-2, and Emma Martin chases down the rebound. Back comes Mountain Home. 5-1, Mountain Home leading it. A little over 3 minutes left in the first quarter. Martin throws it to Payne. Goes up top to Gilbert. Now Jackson has it on the left side. No one goes out there on her, so she's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Emily Jackson with her first 3 points of the night. 8-1, Mountain Home leading it. 2:50 left in the opening period. Howerton into the front court, dribbles towards the left side. Now goes back up to the top. Emily Payne right there on her. Now goes back to the left. Now has her pass knocked away and stolen by Foreman. That is Russellville's sixth turnover of the night. Here is Gilbert back the other way for the Lady Bombers. Finds Emma Martin in the left corner. Martin's going to drill down toward the lane, going in for the layup. Good. Emma Martin with her first 2 points of the night, and Sherry White has seen enough on the Russellville sideline. She wants a timeout. We'll break with 2:21 left to play in the first quarter. It is Mountain Home leading Russellville 10-1. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1, lose weight. 2, control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding, but we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
At Knox Orthopedics, their wish would be that no one of any age is injured while playing a sport they love. But sometimes an athlete does suffer an unexpected injury. They can fix that. Their three highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, are prepared to help by evaluating and treating your injuries, getting you back on the road to recovery, and playing that game you love as soon as possible. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or online at knoxorthopedics.com.
Well, Russellville takes their first time out after Mountain Home jumps on to a 10-1 lead with 2:21 left in the first quarter. Howerton takes the inbound pass. Mountain Home's going with his own press. Ball goes to Davis. Now Davis does get it across the timeline. Now up over to Howerton on the right side. Down into Velasquez in the corner. Pass goes just outside the paint to Ellis. She's going to pull up for the jumper. Good, and Russellville has their first field goal of the night. 10-3, Mountain Home leading it with 2 minutes left to play in the first quarter. Gilbert into the front court for Mountain Home. Ball goes up to Jackson. Over to Martin on the left side. Down the corner to Yates. Back to Martin. Up top to Jackson. Over to Gilbert on the right. Ball goes down to Yates on the low block. She finds, tries to give it to Foreman, cutting into the paint. Ball's knocked away and stolen by Russellville. That's Mountain Home's second turnover of the night. Here's Howerton in the front court. Throws over to Velasquez on the left wing. Down to Ellis on the at the elbow. Ellis going down into paint. She's going to pull up for another jumper. This one will not go. Ball is chased down by Leah Jackson. She's quickly back the other way. She's going to go in for the layup. Shot is blocked, but also is going to draw contact. And Leah Jackson will head to the free throw line for the first time tonight with 1:20 left in the first quarter. Maddie Howerton picks up her first personal foul, team foul number two against Russellville. So Leah Jackson will be at the free throw line. This will be Mountain Home's first free throw attempts of the night. First shot is up and in. Avon Klinger's going to check in for, well, I say that. She's actually going to check in for Jackson if she gets this next free throw. Jackson's second shot is up and good. So now Jackson will take a seat, and she's replaced by Haven Klinger, a 5'5 sophomore. That's 5 points on the night for Leah Jackson. Davis takes an inbound pass, and looks like another zone press for Mountain Home, but Russell's able to break it. Davis gets it into the front court. Now she's being triple teamed in the corner. It has the ball knocked away, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mountain Home. Good defense by the Lady Bombers. It is Russellville's ball on the near sideline. Inbound pass goes to Velasquez, who's by herself, but her shot was blocked by Anna Grace Foreman. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Lady Bombers. It will be Russellville's basketball under the basket with 1:06 left in the opening period. 12-3, Mountain Home leading it. Inbound pass by Gracie Campbell, who now ball goes over to Howerton. Her pass to Campbell. Oh, my. Okay, so they called a foul. I thought it was about to be a clean steal, but they're going to get Ashton Yates with her second personal foul. Team foul number five. Yates is going to take a seat. She'll be replaced by Emily Payne with 1:02 left in the first quarter. Inbound pass will be controlled by Campbell. If she can get it in, and she's not going to get it in, that's 5 seconds. Seventh turnover against Russellville. And so Emma Martin will inbound it from Mountain Home, gets it into Gilbert. Ball goes to Payne. Man, Russell's trying to zone press now. Ball goes to Martin, into the front court to Klinger. Now she'll give it to Payne on the right side. Up top to Martin. 50 seconds left to play in this first quarter. Ball goes over to Payne on the right side. Now to Martin near the corner. Back to Payne on the wing. Up top to Gilbert. Pass goes over to the left corner to Emma Martin. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Davis by herself for that rebound. She'll head back the other way for Russellville. Davis quickly into the front court. Now dribbling down to the low block. Looking to put up the shot. Shot was blocked by Anna Grace Foreman. She's going to come up with the ball. She gets it to Payne. 23 seconds left in the first quarter. Payne gets it across the timeline. Dribbles to the left wing. 15 seconds left. Gilbert has it up top. And Mountain Home's probably going to hold for the last shot of the period. Ball goes over to Foreman on the right side. 9 seconds. Back to Gilbert. She's going to try a lob pass, but it wasn't even close to Foreman. Russell comes up with a steal, and now the ball is knocked away, and Mountain Home's going to come up with a steal their own. Foreman will try a last second shot. It wouldn't have counted if it went. It was after the buzzer. The two teams exchanged turnovers there, and we have reached the end of the first quarter. 8 minutes are in the books. Our score at the end of one. Mountain Home leading Russellville 12-3. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hello, this is Sally Gilbert, Community Bank President of Arvest Bank. At Arvest, we are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the fifth year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our locations or visit arvest.com to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.